For the Purpose Critique Review, Positive Vibes, and Education, we at the Shiny Squirrel Podcast are proudly to present...
It's Springsteen Uniquities number 63, and I'm WC Chronicles, the senior nerdling on this project.
And I am what is known as the junior nerdling, but the bizarre thing is, we are now, with the podcast, almost senior citizens at 65. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
We're 63.
You always tune into these numbers just right, and I cannot. You do it well.
almost there, but not quite yet.
So, we're going to be playing the Springsteen first single coming from his next album. The album is called Western Stars. It's released on June 14th, which is the same day that Madonna is releasing her album.
And like we were talking about on our way over to the studio today, that... It's like being back 1983, 85,
yes.
86.
Yes.
They're releasing them both. You know, like then you throw Rest His Soul, Michael Jackson, His Soul, Prince. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Madonna released, Springsteen released a lot of stuff. But for some reason, it's just gelling that it's like, I'm back in my childhood again all of a sudden. And I don't know why,
yeah, 14,
but I like
16,
it.
14, 16, 18,
yeah.
Summertime, it's hot out. We're not summer yet. And we feel like we're back at 1985.
Exactly. So, released on April 26th, the album is heavily inspired by 60s and 70s pop, Laurel Canyon, the likes of like Glen Campbell and the Eagles. This is it. Here it is. Hello Sunshine. We'll play it, and then we'll come back and review it for you.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain. I had a little sweet spot for the rain. For the rain and skies of gray. Hello sunshine, won't you stay? No, I always liked my walking shoes, but you can get a little too fond of the blues. You walk too far, you walk away. Hello sunshine, won't you stay? I always loved a lonely town. Those empty streets, no one around. Fall in love with lonely, you end up that way. Hello sunshine, won't you stay?
Actually, yeah, it's got like 1985, 87 feel. Graduating, not graduating, getting ready for the summer, long dusty road, you know.
Yeah.
Seeing family, you know, getting your juice on by the river or your barbecue or going to see, like the guy was saying today at the store, Pearl Jam or Nirvana or, you know, somebody around that time.
First impression is like, oh, they're not going to play that on the radio. And of course, they're not because they don't have to. But that's radio worthy, okay? I'm going to compare it to I'm On Fire from Born in the USA album.
Oh, yeah.
It's slow. It's mellowed down. Not every song has to be a hardcore rocker. And that one kind of just brings it down a little bit. You hear the brushes, not the solid drumsticks on there. It's got kind of a mellow harpsichord, almost like slide guitar on. Not harpsichord. Slide guitar on it, almost.
And the great thing about this is, it just brings back the dusty roads of life. Like, you haven't just got born yet. That makes
any
sense.
The lyrics have a lot of power to it if you actually listen to all the lyrics.
It's like young guy popping his cherry with a soda the first time. And I'm not, I mean it like that. And I'm going to coat it like that. And you're like, you first like...
Going into the corner drugstore, getting your soda pop, coming out and just leaning against the hood of your car, talking it up with your buddies about what you're doing.
Or that girl chewing in them short shorts, like with the rags on the, you know, like torn, playing with her bubble gum like this, 16, 17, real innocent.
Something
but
back
she's
to
not,
Jerry Lee Lewis. Yeah. So that's our review of Hello Sunshine. Western Stars, all new original material, is going to be released on June 14th. When it is, we will be here and we will review every song.